everyone. I'm April Michelle Davis, and I am a freelance editor, indexer, and proofreader. What's an editor? Yes?
They correct things that are written down.
Yep, we correct things that are written down, right. What is an indexer? Yep.
Categorize things?
Yes, we categorize things. One aspect that we do that a lot of people don't realize that indexers do is that in the back of your book, and you have that index, someone wrote that index. I do that. I wrote your index. And what is a proofreader? Yes?
Someone who proofreads someone else's work, like for errors and mistakes.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference between an editor and a proofreader? Degree in English from Messiah College, and the year I graduated, so right around the same age that you all are, the year I graduated is the year I start my business. So I was like 20 years old when I started my business. Can you imagine graduating this year, next year, in the next couple of years, and starting your business that same year? And so I graduated in 2001, and then when I graduated, I didn't even know I was going to start a business. I didn't really know what I was going to do. I had this English degree. What can you do with an English degree? So in 2001, I graduated in May. By the fall, I was taking classes again at the University of Virginia. I was taking classes to get certificates. Between 2001 and 2003, I got certificates in editing and a certificate in book publishing. I was one class away from getting a third certificate when the University of Virginia shut down the program. They ended up selling it to George Washington University. So I graduated from UVA in 2003. In 2004, I'm now applying to the George Washington University. And 2005 to 2007, I'm getting my master's degree in publishing. And remember, in 2001, I had no idea I was going to have a business. I had no idea I was going to be an editor. Yet all of this occurred within a six-year span. So my clients are publishers and authors. I work with both. Some freelancers choose to work with one particular client or the other, but I'll work with either one. So some of the books that I have worked on, Feeding Your Leadership Pipeline, this is a publisher who trains trainers how to be better speakers, how to better train other trainers. And so that's this type of a book. So for this client, I will generally edit their manuscript or I will index. And a few times I have done both. This is a reflection of strength. This is a book. My client was the author, and he is an ESL author, meaning English was his second language. So it was a big challenge. I had to put his words into something that you would understand, but still sounded like him, still sounded like an ESL author. So this took a two-year project. It took a lot of developmental and back and forth and working together of how to get his voice into our language. Big Wave Surfing. This is a client who was an actual publisher, but they were a self-publisher. And so I work directly with the author because the author is paying for this book to be published. And this is about technology and how it's developing and evolving. And it's a really thick book. And so one of our challenges was to make it smaller than what it originally was. And then Destination Marketing Insights. You see those commercials for Virginia is for Lovers? This guy coined that phrase. Back in the, I think it was the 60s, when love was the big deal, but it wasn't a big deal to put it on TV. It was very evocative. It was very, oh my goodness, did you say love on TV? But he coined that and he made it acceptable, and it became so cool that other states, New York, I love New York, started copying